This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program where we provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. Each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445, 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. Without any further delay, let's move to our special guest and my friends, the good guys for Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Wirth. And Keith and Mark, thanks for being here today.
Great to be here again.
Hi, Steve. All right. Hello. So, did you row in with your with your fishing boat, or did you fly in a helicopter?
it was a tough decision to make how to get here, I'll tell you. All this rain and gloomy weather.
Well, I came in on my helicopter. There's a helipad right up here.
Oh, so, yeah. We're going to change from remodeling to arc building.
Yeah. Good Lord. I'll tell you what. Last time I saw this much rain was it maybe 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
At my house down in southern Johns County, 9 inches of rain in 5 hours, and my foundation was not happy with that.
I bet.
But so far, so good. We're holding up pretty well. But it's just man, this is bad.
Yeah, it's something else, and it looks like we got more coming.
Yep, absolutely. So you know, when we talk about Mr. Remodeler here on this program, the emphasis is remodeling your home to age in place, and obviously it should be. But Keith and Mark, you also have emphasized that, I mean, you do lots of different remodeling and construction jobs, and you can take care of the foundation to the shingles on the roof. Is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, right now we've got four waterproofing jobs in the pipeline from all this rain.
Now, would that be from maybe sump pump failure or just water just getting in the foundation somehow, or all of the above?
Well, kind of all the above. Yeah. Mainly it's water making it in around the footing, you know, where the footing and the slab meet.
Yep.
And the water table gets high enough.
The floor floats.
Right.
And so there's
there's space there.
Yeah.
To get around. But we also do, you know, cracks in foundations, you know, fill them, and that can lots of times get people by for quite a while.
Yeah.
And sometimes just simply, you know, exterior guttering and things like that. Uh-huh. If you can control the water, keep it away from your house.
Yep.
That will also be a benefit.
Absolutely. So you don't have the gutters just pounding water straight down to your foundation if it's not routed away from the house properly.
Right. In a lot of cases, you can just, you know, a small trench to daylight and run the downspout into a delivery system that gets it out. And that's actually when my father built my house, he built it with, they don't usually do. He built it with a French drain in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I got to make sure all the pipes stay clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out.
Well, and a lot of people, when they put the, sump pumps in, the discharge is right there, right outside the house. So it just goes right back down, and it's just a constant cycle, and you're not gaining any ground.
Absolutely. And frankly, my house was actually built like that, where it was just blowing tons of water right outside the house. It would go straight down in the ground and back to the sump pump. And I was just literally just pumping it in this cycle.
That's just a fountain.
That's about right.
But that's a common thing. You see it all the time.
So, or they'll just put a sump pump in and nothing bringing the water to it. Just kind of hoping most of the water makes it there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and a lot of times you've got to have some sort of system in there that's actually bringing the water to the sump
around
pump.
The foundation and just cycling it to the sump pump.
Right.
Then
right.
to get it away from the foundation. And so I don't know if this is a good idea. It's worked out, though. I actually trenched all the way out to almost the curb, and I put in the piping, and my sump pump takes it all the way out, and it just gently spills out into the side of the street, and it makes its way to the storm gutter, and we're good to go.
So, or if you got a neighbor you don't like. Never mind.
Yeah, just pump it over into their lawn. Yeah, well, that'll get you in trouble. But the point is, for our listeners, if your home has suffered water damage from whatever the reason may be, it could be sump pump issues. Maybe you need to look into, you know, drainage around your foundation. Maybe it is, like Mark said, you know, excavation. Maybe you need the lawn built up to actually shed the water away, whatever it might be. And then downspouts and guttering. All of those things can contribute to water in the basement, moisture issues, and you cannot do not let that go. Then you're going to have mold problems, and now your issue is exponentially worse. Call Mr. Remodeler, and you have a water and a foundation and basement expert on your staff.
Actually, he's got 15 years of experience.
Yeah, so he knows what he's doing with that.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely
an expert in that particular area, and so he can come out, take a look, give you an estimate. We're going to talk about how Mr. Remodeler conducts business. You do not want an unqualified worker or a company that's just, you know, maybe here today and gone tomorrow doing this type of work. 913. So call Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049, online at mrremodeler.com. And Keith, you've been in business for 49 years. That's just not by accident. You got to be doing something right. You got to be doing business right. And you're also in the relationship business as well.
Yep. By the end of this year, it will be 50 years.
50 years.
So I'm half a century.
I'm not kidding. So that's going to be, what did we say, December?
Yeah, sometime in December.
December. I'm bringing the champagne, and we're gonna we'll hold the glasses right up to the microphone.
Yeah.
And we'll do the whole thing there, and we'll swig some bubbly here live on the radio.
And speaking of French drains, if people don't know what that is, you bust out around the perimeter of your basement floor, and then basically put a drain system in that leads it into the sump pump that then leads it out.
Okay.
We used to do that. When I was, a teenager, actually, I did it a couple of them. And one of them we did, I was 16, and there was an old carpenter working for my dad who was, about my dad's age.
Yep.
And this is the 80s.
Right.
And he smoked about a pack of unfiltered Pall Malls a day.
Oh, boy. Yep. Back in the good old days.
Right. So he's outside, so he's got a cigarette in his
hand. Oh, he was smoking outside?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
That was nice of him.
Yeah, no, he can smoke inside.
There you go, yeah.
And I'm handing him buckets of concrete through the, the little window well.
Yeah.
And he's got them dumped and back before I can get another one full, and he's after me. Ah, come on. I'm like, let's trade places, old man. And so we trade places, and he still outworked me.
So you're trying to say that smoking unfiltered Pall Mall
I don't know
is
what
good
it
for
is.
You? Or
no,
what?
I just thought it was amazing because I was a fairly fit 16-year-old.
Where is that man today? Do we know?
He's alive still.
His daughter,
2 years ago, I ran into his daughter when my mom was having knee surgery. At the hospital. She works at the hospital, and he's still alive and kicking, arms as ever.
And he's still out working Keith.
Yeah. Probably. That wouldn't be hard now. I was fit when I was 16.
All right. So. And so, if you suffered water damage in your basement and you want a true expert, an absolutely wonderful company, been here for 49 years, and God willing, they'll be here another 49 years. Contact Mr. Remodeler today, and we're going to talk about the process and how Mr. Remodeler conducts business. You will appreciate this. We're going to do that in the next segment, but call 913-362-7166. In Missouri, you can call 816-453-3049. Also go online at mrremodeler.com, mrremodeler.com. And with all of this rain, have you been getting some inquiries with this type of an issue?
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. The phone is ringing with everything, but the foundation and water issues seem to be at a peak right now.
Yep. And then the other issue might be leaking roof. So it's exposing a roof that has a leak somewhere, and that needs to be repaired as well.
In fact, I took a lead today for foundation and a leaking skylight.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard the skylights are trouble.
I have three, and someday I'm just going to board them up.
I heard they could be real trouble. So
yeah,
well, particularly the older skylights, which obviously is what most people have trouble with.
Sure,
but the newer ones with the flashing kits, and they particularly if they're built with the house, they hold up pretty well.
Okay, all right. So
yeah, the newer ones. What I'm actually doing is just I'm going to replace the ones with the new ones.
Okay. Yep.
But yeah, the older ones, the way they were flashed in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the fact that I'm sitting there trying to eat breakfast or lunch on a Saturday and get a big beam of sunlight right in my face.
Yeah. Once upon a time, that was a good thing, and now it's maybe a nuisance or an
exactly.
annoyance. All right. So we'll be back with the good guys from Mr. Remodeler right after the break. But let's not forget our Senior Care Live question of the week. Really a statement. All remodeling companies must be NARI certified. That's NARI. Is that statement true or false? We'll have the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the big microphone right there on the homepage of the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and you are in. It will begin streaming to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. It really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Actually, kind of a statement of the week. All remodeling companies must be NARI certified. That's the National Association of Remodeling Industry. All remodeling companies must be NARI certified. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. Mark, it's false. And why is that? Is it voluntary, I guess?
It is a voluntary organization, but they also have some qualifications. They won't just let anyone join either. Yeah. You have to have been in business a certain number of years, mm-hmm. had a certain amount of experience, and you have to have things like liability insurance, and there's some other requirements as well. And sometimes a potentially new contractor might not meet those qualifications.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that makes sense. So, but when you work with Mr. Remodeler, they are, they got all the high ratings on the Better Business Bureau, members of the Chamber of Commerce, they're CAPS certified, certified agent place specialist. And of course, they are a member of the NARI Association, the National Association of Remodeling Industry, meeting all of those standards. Definitely reach out to Mr. Remodeler for all of your home construction and remodeling needs, 913-362-7166, 816-453-3049, or online at mrremodeler.com. And so when I was thinking about our segment today, I thought, and this is what prompted it, I was on Facebook, and someone in our little closed group in my neighborhood said, hey, my roof is leaking, and anyone recommend anyone? And someone says, oh, I'll come over and look at it. And, like $100, I'll take care of it. And I'm like, I would not, nothing against the guy or anything like that, but I would not be comfortable with that. Let's talk about when someone works with Mr. Remodeler and they give a call and they say, we want to remodel our bathroom because of age in place. We're interested in one of those walk-in or like roll-in showers, or my basement flooded. I happen to hear this program and you sound like great guys. I want to have you out to take a look at my basement. What happens once you answer that phone?
Well, the first thing that happens, it gets assigned to somebody and then they call back.
Representative Mr. Remodeler will call back the caller.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they set up a time to meet with them and go over whatever the project is. Mm-hmm. And during that meeting, we get our information, take pictures, take measurements, figure out what they want, get an idea of what their expectations are. And then we go back and figure it. And then either on the first visit, set a second visit, depending mm-hmm. on the job, or a lot of times people just want it emailed to them.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and at that point,
that'll be an estimate.
Right.
Yeah.
At that point, if they want to continue with the project, we'll meet with them and, get selections and et cetera. I think one of the big things we do that I don't know if everybody does is we will give them options, depending on what their budget is. Mm-hmm. Even on the waterproofing side, I was with Brad on a job with one of my old customers a couple weeks ago, and he broke out, a way to do it, kind of the good, better, best.
Okay, right.
And they went with the best that does the whole foundation.
Yeah.
Because, they were getting water in one area, but because of where their house sets, the water is going to go flow around and end up coming, it'll find the area to come with. So instead of
least resistance.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, but that they could have got by for a few years with just one, probably not with this. This was before all this rain started.
Right.
So,
right.
But anyway, we like to give options, like when you're refinishing a basement. One place they can cut without cutting quality necessarily is, you know, especially if it's like going to be an area for teenagers or or mainly for entertaining, a lot of people will just paint the joists and paint everything black on the ceiling and not have to pay for all that sheetrock and furring down and framing around the trunk lines and all that. So, you know, we like to give options. And I think that really helps try to meet their budget.
You know, one of my neighbors had a, he had the 9 foot foundation put in, so it felt a little bit higher than mine, which is, I didn't think about it, it was 8 foot. But, and then, but that's kind of what they did is they did the ceiling like that. And then they did some finish work, and it was kind of a catch-all, kind of an office area, and the kids went down and practiced their instruments, and they played video games. So it wasn't a formally finished place.
Right.
It was a very comfortable living space, and it looked great.
Yeah, no, it's kind of an industrial look. But a lot of times, like you said, a basement is really just a place to play video games, band practice,
play pool, you know,
whatever. Play pool, It's just more of a hangout place than anything else.
Well, you don't want to, you know, be yelling at the teenagers all the time, oh, be careful, and it's kind of the space where they could go down and do their thing, and you're not worried about, you know, tearing up drywall and good carpeting and those types of things. So.
But if you wanted to fully finish your basement, and a lot of people do, and then that, guess what? That just added to your home value and added square footage to your you know, to your overall living space. I mean, you can do that as well. So I love the idea that, you know, I like the good, better, best. And a lot of people might choose that middle lane, or, hey, we're just wanting to kind of get by and make this a livable space, do the good. Or, no, let's go with the best and finish this thing off and really have the premium finish here.
Right, and that really applies to any job we do, whether it's bathrooms, kitchens, you know, whatever. I had a customer I gave a bid for last year, like around November, call me just this week, and they were going to do all this work to their master bath and their master bedroom. They're going to partition off. It's a really weird shaped bathroom, or master bedroom, and basically partition off for a big walk-in closet.
Yep.
Well, he found out he's probably going to get transferred.
Oh, okay.
So he, you know, soon. So he, but his house, that room really needs the closet to help sell it.
Sure.
Because it's an odd shape.
Yeah.
It's a fairly new house. So he's like, how much is it going to cost just to put the shower or the closet in? So I'm working that up now and I'll get back to him with it. You know, so it's, you know,
well, priorities change.
Right.
You know, life gets in the way.
Depending on your situation. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And your situation is usually fluid. And when you go out, we only have about a half a minute left. I can't believe the time's gone that fast. But when you go out, you show you proof of insurance and liability insurance. You give a written estimate. You give a written you know, projection on the end time and the date of completion. And there's the budget and all. You do business the right way.
Right.
There's just no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's all documented.
So you don't come in and say, hey, here's the price, and if you sign up by today, we'll give you $20,000 worth of something for free. Anytime I hear that, that just tells me you just overpriced me by $20,000. Which is crazy. So the bottom line is, if you want to do business with a great local company, contact Mr. Remodeler at 913-362-7166, 816-7166. 453-3049 or online at mrremodeler.com. Keith and Mark, thanks for being here today. I appreciate
it. Great to be here.
Thank you. Enjoy your holiday weekend.
All right. You too. And we'll have more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now toll free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on the toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share it with a friend or family. Maybe you just want to go back and hear it again. No worries at all. Just go to SeniorCareLive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Again, find the one you want. Click the play button, give it a few seconds to connect, and it will flow again to any of your electronic devices. Feel free to do that. Lots and lots of people listen to the podcast of this program. All right. I have two more special guests in studio today. Vicki Campbell, who's the chair of the planning committee, and Megan Willard, development director of the Parkinson's Foundation right here in Kansas City. And Vicki and Megan, thanks for being here today, and welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, so we're here today to talk about a special event. And is this the main fundraiser of the year?
Yes.
Is this the primary one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's called, let me get this right, because I don't think I said it right last year, but Moving Day Kansas City, A Walk for Parkinson's. So this special event is coming right up. It's going to be Saturday, June the 8th. It's at the Liberty Memorial, 2 Memorial Drive in Kansas City. I think everyone knows where the Liberty Memorial is. What a great place to have that, by the way. Registration is at 9 a.m., and then the walk starts at 10:30 a.m. So tell us about Moving Day Kansas City. Just tell us about this event and what happens during the event.
Well, so Moving Day Kansas City represents kind of what the name kind of says it all, Moving Day. So we are the Parkinson's Foundation of the Heartland. Mm-hmm. And one of the things with the Parkinson's disease that helps kind of delay the disease or helps with people that are dealing with this disease is to move and to exercise. So we do this walk.
Just keep moving.
Keep going.
Use it or lose it.
Right.
I mean, amplified with Parkinson's. Really.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So this walk is a day for friends and family to come out with them, with their loved one, or in support of someone who's living with this disease or someone who has passed that has had this disease, in honor of them, and come and be a part of a day where it's educational. We have a big, our resources from our foundation are there. So it's more than just a walk. We have a huge resource exhibitor tent with over 40 resources local to our area that people can come.
Mm-hmm.
We have national sponsors that are there in their tents that can answer questions. A lot of pharmaceutical companies that represent medicine that is provided to Parkinson's patients, so okay, they can visit with them. We have a kids zone, a phenomenal kids zone that actually Vicki can probably speak more to. So it's very family friendly oriented. We want everyone to come out. We want everybody to learn and be a part of this day, both to, you know, support those people that are dealing with this disease, as well as, come and learn more about the disease and how, you know, to deal with this on a daily basis.
So. Well, and Parkinson's is just such a devastating disease. And if you've been diagnosed with that, then you know the decline. You kind of, there's so much known about it, you kind of know what's coming. And so I love the idea that you have resources, there's medicine, and just keeping fit and staying moving seems to be such a key. One of my clients loves the Parkinson's Foundation, the Heartland chapter, and she boxes 3 times a week. She's probably stronger than I am. I mean, I'm telling you, she said, I'm going to fight it. She said, I know at some point, I mean, it's going to be a major issue, but she said, while I have some control over this decline, I am going to do everything I can, literally every minute, to delay this decline or to slow it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's one of the other things too that I forgot to mention was that we will have a movement pavilion there that will actually highlight different exercise programs that are offered to Parkinson's patients throughout the metropolitan area. And I think that's really important for them because you mentioned rock steady boxing.
Yep.
Which a lot of people think, well, I have Parkinson's, I can't box. But this is a program that is designed specifically for Parkinson's patients so that they can, you know, deal with the disease through exercise.
Well, and she very lovingly and glowingly actually talked about that, and she said there are people with varying degrees of capability. And she mentioned this one particular gentleman, and she said he is really contracted, and you would never think that he was able to do much of anything physically, but he's doing as much as he can do, and we are cheering him on. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I just think that's awesome.
Yes, yes. And I've seen people that have literally were not involved in exercise programs that actually started getting involved that are dealing with this disease. That were really, some of them have been in a wheelchair and are now at least standing on their own, yeah. You know, and doing that because they started doing exercise. So this again is just a great way. Moving Day is just so important. It is a fundraising walk.
Yep.
So it does help support the resources and things that we do, not only in the Heartland, but as, a national organization.
Okay.
You know, so there's just lots of information out there for people, and we want to get that out, and we want to get that next generation to understand the disease. So it's great if they can come out and be a part of that day.
Absolutely. Moving Day, Kansas City, a walk for Parkinson's. So let me give you a website and a phone number for our listeners. If you're interested in learning more about this, maybe you want to participate. Maybe you want to make a contribution. Maybe you want to form your own team and get involved. All of the above would be fantastic. So online, movingdaykansascity.org. That's the website, movingdaykansascity.org. If you want to learn more about our local Parkinson's chapter, it's parkinson.org/heartland. And Megan, where are you located? Is it on
8900 State Line Road.
Yeah, right. 8900 State Line Road. Is that Kansas side or Missouri side?
It's actually on the Kansas side.
On the Kansas side. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, 8900 State Line Road, parkinson.org/heartland. Let me give you a phone number as well. It's 913-416-4107. 913-416-4107. And specifically, if you want to learn more about Moving Day Kansas City, a walk for Parkinson's, go online, movingdaykansascity.org. And Vicki, let us know, tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the activities and some of the tents and some ways that listeners can get involved.
Well, we've got a kids tent that has face painters, balloons, temporary tattoos, a lot of fun like that. We've got a DJ playing some real upbeat, fun music.
Yep.
The Movement Pavilion, like Megan had mentioned, we're going to have different characters walking around. Casey Wolf, I believe, is going to be there, and some Star Wars characters too.
Cool. Yeah, that's very cool. And the Wolf, he's just so funny.
He is. He's a great guy.
When he does that little belly shake, that's just so, it just totally cracks me up. So that he'll, oh boy, he'll have a million pictures taken with
yes,
Casey Wolf.
Yes, we will. Yes, we
That'll
will.
Be really fun. So how are the proceeds used from this campaign?
So the proceeds from Moving Day go back to help, again, our mission, both on a national level and a local level, to help support people that are living with this disease, have better lives today.
It's a day to move, a day to move others, a day that moves you. Moving Day Kansas City, a walk for Parkinson's, 913-416-4107. Online at movingdaykansascity.org. And you can learn more about the Parkinson's Foundation, the local chapter here at parkinson.org/heartland. So how many people do you expect? I know it's kind of weather dependent, and I know there's some wild cards, but how many did we have last year? Do we kind of have a goal we're kind of shooting for this year?
We had about 1,400 or 1,500 last year. We're expecting
really?
Close to 1,800 this year.
Holy
Of course, you know,
cow.
Weather does play a part of it.
It sure does, yeah.
But it's going to be beautiful.
That's right. It's going to be beautiful.
We're getting all the rain over with, so we're going to have
right.
a
perfect try.
That's right. And we've got two different routes. One is a shorter route on all on concrete, mm-hmm. so people who have a little bit more difficulty walking can do that. And then we've got a longer route, which
is a 5K.
Is a 5K.
It's a 5K. Mm-hmm. And then so people put together groups that walk, and then they raise money for their walk and then pool it all together. And that's their group has a goal of, you know, X dollars, and then they contribute.
Right.
Is that how it works, basically?
Right. And the more they can get, It just is kind of a fun game that they're playing with each other to raise more money.
And there's a little competition in there.
Absolutely.
And I saw from last year, we have some repeat teams that come in every year, and they have the t-shirts. They really go all out. This is an awesome event.
And some teams even dress up and get all goofy and just make it fun.
Absolutely. And I'm so sorry I couldn't be the MC. I hope that it works out next year. It would be my honor to do that. I would love to do it. So let's connect before next year. And hopefully the schedule didn't work out this time, but hopefully next time. So.
And we would love to have you as our MC.
Absolutely. So again, Moving Day, Kansas City, a walk for Parkinson's. This is coming right up Saturday, June the 8th. 9 o'clock is registration. The walk starts at 10:30. You can do a shorter walk. You can do a longer walk of the 5K. All of the money goes to improve Parkinson's Foundation resources here in the Heartland and nationally. Vicki and Megan, thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate it. And good luck with your event.
Thank you for coming. Very much.
All right. We'll have more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Just like to thank again Vicki Campbell and Megan Willard, Parkinson's Foundation. Vicki is the chair of the planning committee. I think she's been doing that for about 5 years. I believe this is the 8th annual walk, Moving Day Walk Kansas City. Vicki's been there for 5 of them. This event just grows and grows and grows every year. Last year they had about 1,500 people in attendance. That's huge. And they're expecting maybe close to about 1,800 this year. And that's just phenomenal. And then, of course, Megan Willard is the development director here at the Parkinson's Foundation locally, the Heartland chapter. And I'll tell you what, I was asking Megan off mic, and I asked her, I said, I got the feeling this is one of the larger ones and maybe the one of the more successful the Moving Day walks around the country. And she says Kansas City is in the top 5. Kansas City is such a loving and giving and generous community. And I will absolutely second that. We help. If someone needs help, we help. That's just who we are. It's what we do. So for our listeners, if you're interested in learning more about this major fundraiser, all in the name of Parkinson's, researching for prevention, also continuing to offer new medications and different resources to improve the quality of life for anyone with Parkinson's at any point in that disease track there, in that decline, go online, movingdaykansascity.org. You could also call our local Heartland chapter at 913-416-4107. And if you would like to make a contribution, certainly welcome to do that. If you'd like to participate, maybe just go down and hang out, see what it's all about. Very family friendly, very upbeat, very positive vibes. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic event. I wish they asked me to be the MC, and unfortunately I had a scheduling conflict. Otherwise, I would do that in a second. I think hopefully I'll be able to do it next year. But it's a great group for definitely a great cause, so check that out. All right, so I'm going to shift gears here a little bit, and I've been running into this here lately, and so I thought I would share that. If you have a loved one at home and you're considering moving or maybe searching for a senior care community at any level, whether that's assisted living or long-term care, here is just the giant warning. I'm not going to do the consumer alert and all that today. Do yourself a huge, huge favor. Do not wait until you are completely out of assets to move to a senior care community. Do yourself a favor and don't wait that long. Just don't put it off. I know that's way easier said than done. I always recommend move sooner than you think you need to move, and then you'll still be late, but not as late. And that's not really much of an exaggeration. So here's an example. I've worked with actually multiple families, clients here recently, and two different client families had just about the same issues and about the same needs, but they're in different financial situations. So the one family is moving. They listen to my program actually here, and they actually trust what is the coaching and some of the advice and some of the things discussed here. And they said, Steve, we're going to move a little earlier than probably what we would like to, but we've also heard you talk about this, and you said be sure to have some cash on hand so that we can pay privately, go do private pay for a certain period of time before we're going to absolutely need Medicaid. So that's one family. And then another family is they're moving, and their parents have outlived their assets. They don't have any resources to private pay. In that case, we're going to be in a Medicaid pending status as far as the billing status or the payor status for their care. So the one family that could private pay for about 6 months, I have more options available than I do the other family who has no capability of private pay. She says, I should have called you a year ago. I know it. We put it off, and now we're kind of in this predicament. Can you help us? And I said, absolutely. At Senior Care Consulting, we can absolutely help you. It will just limit our options. We still have good options, but we won't have as many options as if you could private pay. And they're like, yep, we're just going to have to, it is what it is. Do your best for us with Senior Care Consulting. Help us find the best place available, and we're going to go for it. And I wish we would have called you sooner. And I said, that's okay. That's okay. We can help you. We'll take care of you. And then the one family, there are just more options available, because here's the bottom line. These facilities, being Medicaid certified is optional. And so many places that do work with Medicaid, the Medicaid program, require, and they don't advertise this, and it's not on their website, but they require 3 months or 6 months or 12 months or 24 months of private pay capability before they will work with the Medicaid program. And so that's just a fact. So the bottom line is, just move sooner than you think you might want to move while you still have a little bit of private pay capability. And I know sometimes it just happens and you don't really have control, but if you have any control over that at all, I would just strongly suggest that. All right. And then let's not forget that this is Memorial Day weekend. And I did a little homework on this. It's interesting. Now it's always on the last Monday of May, but from 1868 to 1970, it was always on May the 30th. And I guess I didn't realize that. But it's a federal holiday for our country, United States of America, remembering and honoring persons who have died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. And this holiday is observed every single year, the last Monday in May. Of course, this one's coming up here in a couple of days on Monday, May the 22nd, or excuse me, 27th. I remember my grandma used to always refer to Memorial Day as Decoration Day, because she would visit and decorate all the graves from family and friends. And my mom and I do this every year. We drive around to all the different grave sites from all of our family, and put in silk flowers, and they last until the next year, where we change them out for bright new flowers. And then on my Grandpa Cuevas's grave, we place an American flag to recognize his service in the United States Army. where, and let me brag on my grandpa for a little bit, his act of heroism earned him a Purple Heart. And so we always get an American flag and place it at the foot of his grave to recognize him and honor him for serving in our armed forces. So to all who have served our great country and all who made the ultimate sacrifice, we salute you. We honor you and we thank you with all we have, because guess what? Without you, we would have nothing. We wouldn't have anything at all. We would not have our great nation, the United States of America. Thank you so much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.